Hi, my lovelies. Hi. Joe here. And we're on to day 6 of Money Love. So today has been inspired to continue on from brand and value yesterday, has been inspired by a comment I received, one of the attendees. And it's kind of inspired the question of what is your version of rich? Okay, so rich meaning rich in money and love in your life, and we're defining your perception of what it means to be rich, wealthy, have money, abundance, etc. Now, for me, the question that was put out was that, well, the reflection that was put out was the idea that because I spend a lot of time in nature, she worried that I didn't have that much interest in money. Now, I think this is a great topic for us to explore. What does it mean for you to have your version of rich? So if I explain to you that I have been around growing up a very diverse, experience of money. So let's explore for a minute old money and new money. So growing up, it was the 80s. And it was a time of absolutely flash of money. So you had to show your money, you had to show your wealth in versions of properties or clothing or jewelry. And it was all about what the perception of others to your wealth was very, very important. Now, my parents were very much part of that, which gave me a lot of opportunities. My parents would be defined as probably upper middle class, and I was sent to boarding schools, and I was into horses for a massive part of my childhood, and I mixed around with lots of people with lots and lots of old money and new money. But the old money that I was around, I lived and worked through my riding and through friendships in aristocracy and in old stately homes, and all of that environment, I would be around people who looked and seemed like and owned these amazing properties, etc. However, they would be driving around in old banged out cars, they would be wearing crappy clothing, they were into their horses, they had lots of horses, etc., things like that. And so the environment was actually that they were poor. They were cash poor. Now, what they put out also seemed like they're poor. A lot of them, sometimes you would have thought they were the homeless person around the corner. They were begging, that kind of, they were in such a state, but actually often were worth, multimillionaires. Now, they believed in old money, it's about hiding money and not talking about it. Okay, you hide your money and you don't talk about it. Whereas in new money, which was all about flash and cash, it was about talking about your money, showing off your money. So I had this very interesting mixed version of what money was about. And so it was left me with quite a conflict around money. Now, I didn't want either of them, because I actually found that the people who were hiding their money, there was quite a lot of stinginess, fear, because there wasn't enough cash around. There was just money. Yeah, there was just assets. The other side of it, with the people who were flashy and cashy, buying lots of stuff, didn't have a lot of profit. So there was also fear around, because they were converting their money into stuff and things and not having profit. Yeah. The one thing I have absolutely learned in my life is that profit and pleasure are the most important things, and that cash is king. Okay. I personally am very focused on liquid money, cash, but I like investments. I'm more interested, I like having some assets. So, as I said, investments or houses. But particularly around, I am interested and enjoy an influx and income of, cash. I like having cash in the bank. I like having ways for money to be liquidated. I like that. And then I have assets. But there's got to be a generosity an abundance of both. Now, what I've also discovered for me was that I love quality clothing, but I don't have lots of stuff. I'm currently, and my quality clothing isn't all about looking pretty. I'm currently wearing an extremely beautiful, expensive, well-made, well-designed, ethical, gorgeous coat, which is designed for wild swimming. Now, that is a choice, yeah? I choose to spend my money in a way of choosing things that for me is about quality. I adore jewelry, diamonds. I'm never happier, I'm happy, but I like wearing, I'd be happy wearing jeans, a nice top, and a load of diamonds. That works for me. But sometimes, I wear ball gowns and I'll wear, beautiful shoes. I do like shoes. But again, they're not massively important. There are times and spaces. I probably only wear this sort of stuff maybe 20, 40% of my life. But a lot more of my life I spend in, walking gear and running gear and exercise gear and swimming gear and sporty stuff. But I do love getting dressed up. What's important for me is having the income, the cash, the profitability. And I see that as profitability in my business, profitability in my life, profitability in my relationships. They've all got to be profitable. Profitable in pleasure and high returns of income. So there's got to be a high return of energy, high return of time, energy, love, money. That's my understanding. That works for me. That for me is rich. That is being rich. Not about other people's perceptions of my richness. Yeah. Now, I'm currently in the process of transitioning. I'm changing again. I'm now living in Essex, and as I'm by the beach, I'm currently here because I'm actually moving to Cambridge and moving into a flat, my flat that I haven't lived in for 17 years, but I've got tenants in there at the moment. So I'm moving into my flat because I realized I want to have city life, which is exciting. I haven't been around city life for a while, but I needed to be out in nature and be out in the mountains to realize that what I was craving was more actual city life, diversity, accessibility to culture, etc. But we change and evolve. And so I'm asking you to think about what have your perceptions of money been throughout your life, from family, from friends, from your society, from your environment. What is your belief around money? What do you actually want to have as your level of profitability and pleasure and abundance? What does that look like? What does that mean for you? How does money show up? Do you want it to always be converted into things, or do you like cash? Do you want to invest? Do you want assets? I've worked in the financial markets, for a part of my life. I worked in the financial markets. I was around people who were bankers, etc. I've worked in financial advising. And being around people, we all have very different ideas of what money should be. But it comes into almost class and kind of perceptions that get grouped together. And any form of perception that is somebody else's idea of money and how you should live is not yours. So you've got to define for yourself, again, coming off the back of that branding and value, what does it really mean for you to be rich in love, rich in money, rich in abundance, rich in prosperity? What does it look like for you, your life, yeah, your dream of that, and how you're moving towards allowing it in? Because if we hold on to these perceptions of somebody else's, whether I was believing I had to hide money or show off money, for me, both of those were wrong because they felt tight-fisted. They felt false. The flashing around felt false. The holding back and hiding money felt stingy. For me, that freedom flow of money and wealth and riches and love is what's absolutely essential for me. Freedom flow of abundance, of love, of money, prosperity, pleasure, prosperity. And then coming into the profitability, because profitability means that you're getting a high return on energy, effort, love, exchange, and that profitability comes in pleasure, comes in money, comes in time, etc. there's got to be profitability. So there is this constant circulating flow of love and money, etc., in your life as the fuel. So I'm leaving you with thoughts. I've shared some of my experiences. You know, as one last story, when I was in the internet industry, I was, you know, that was a big chunk of my business career. And I was part of the big internet bubble the first time round. And so I was having a lot of fun in my youth, in my early 20s. And I was living in the States and I was around a lot of dot-com millionaires. I went to dot-com millionaire balls. All of these dot-com millionaires, on paper, we used to joke about it, on paper, they were millionaires, but they didn't actually have anything. They had assets and companies, but they didn't have cash. They didn't have money. They didn't have profitability. And a lot of them grew these companies very, very fast, trying to look like they were getting bigger and more expansive and look at us, look at us. And actually the companies went bust. Yeah. And you don't want that to happen in your life or your business. It's not about bigger. It's about profitability, pleasure, and the high returns and what it means to you, how you want to convert your money. Because not just having a business, but you are also, your life is a business. You know, the way you have your relationships, the way you have your experiences, the way you have your relationships, time, energy, money, all of those parts of your life are part of your business, living your life. So you're just going to decide, is it profitable? Is it working for me? Is it the way I want it to be? These are the questions for yourself. Yeah. Is it working for me? Does it satisfy me? Is it giving me what I want? Is it giving me a high return? Do I feel it's matching the way I want to show up in the world? Or am I trying to be looking like I'm rich and wealthy and successful? Or am I actually rich, wealthy, and successful? Now, as I sit here with sun blazing on my face, looking at the beach in total freedom that I have walked my dog on a glorious day, I have space, freedom, time, I'm doing my work. I'm sitting in here with beautiful clothing, going back to another beautiful house and food. I'm rich, whether I have money or not. And so, you know, what is it to be rich? Your definition. But let's make one thing clear. I love money. I love money. I enjoy money. Money is awesome. But it's also awesome because it supports my experiences. It supports my way of living. It supports what I think is important. So I'm leaving you that today, and I'm sending you much glorious love. And I look forward to hearing your thoughts and feelings about it.